Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, December 16th. It was cold in Chicago. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. This is the city. More than 3 million people live here, and when they get hungry, we go to work, don't we, Lieutenant?
We do.
And I know you've been busy with many investigations around town this week.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of days off getting canceled. I get to go on the South Side and try a bunch of different restaurants, you know.
Can't wait to hear about everything. This morning, and you can't, I mentioned this the other day, for my money, you can never have too many hot dog joints, Chinese restaurants, or delis.
Yes, and we do not have enough delis if you're out there looking to open up a restaurant. We need more delis. And this is kind of a new one. They just opened up maybe about 6 months ago, I think. It's called Helfeld's Deli at 1750 West North Avenue, right east of the Wicker Park area, Damon and North Avenue, to where the really big crowds are every.
Yeah, it's a busy, busy spot.
Yeah, great place to go if you want to walk around in the evening. My wife and I even go down there. They're mostly young people in the bars, so, but it's a fun place to go.
Well, do you go in the bar?
No, I don't go in the bar.
No?
Restaurants?
Not anymore. Tell me about Helfeld's.
All right, so Helfeld's is a Jewish deli, and it's a very small place. They don't have tables. It's all takeout. And it's, but they do sell, they sell meat by the pound, or they make deli sandwiches. And, you know, Jewish deli means they have no ham, and, you know, it's
kosher.
Kosher, yeah. Corned mm-hmm. beef. Mm-hmm. They have fantastic corned beef. And they have the salami and matzo ball soup. Those are my three go-tos when I go to a Jewish deli. There's one other thing that I have as a go-to, and this is how you can tell if a Jewish deli has really been accepted by the Jewish community, I think. This is the way this is my little goofy philosophy.
But all right.
If they don't have chopped liver, chopped liver is very hard to sell and keep, you know, fresh. So you have to make it and be able to sell it. And, you know, if it hasn't been accepted by the Jewish community yet, they don't sell enough chopped liver, because I can't get any of my friends or children to eat chopped liver.
Well, I grew up, my mom made this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did. How's the chopped liver at this deli?
Well, they don't have chopped liver yet.
Oh, they don't have
they
it?
They don't.
But
so
they're going
they just
to?
Open up their, they're building up their customer base.
Oh, I
base.
See. All right.
So the more people that go in there and order chopped liver means they'll get it, because it really goes well with corned beef sandwiches. So
I understand.
I would really like to see everybody go out there so we can get some here.
It's an acquired taste.
I don't think so. I don't know how anybody cannot like it. You only don't like it if you haven't tried it.
People don't like the idea of
it's
it.
It's the idea of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Matzo ball soup, you know, that's the way, like I usually judge Chinese restaurants by the egg rolls.
Yeah.
And a deli matzo ball soup has to be great.
Yeah. And all right. So matzo ball soup comes in two things. First of all, you have the chicken broth, and the really good delis, and they have it here too. Really, they make their chicken broth and you can either get it with noodles, matzo balls, or rice.
Mishmash sometimes.
And mishmash is all of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the matzo balls are the other part of it. And matzo balls, I think, are the hard part to make. I mean, you can make chicken broth as long as you don't make it greasy, it's good. But the matzo balls have to be a certain texture and a certain weight. And, I mean, they have to soak up the broth when you cook. And I really love a good matzo ball soup. And
me
they,
too.
They have very good matzo ball soup.
Not too. My mom made that too. Not too hard, not too soft.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're baseball sized. Sometimes they're smaller.
Well, now they're all the smaller ones. And you can't get the smaller ones. The smaller ones are like when you buy it in the grocery store in a can. I've never had smaller matzo balls that are good. And my mom always made them either too soft or too hard when she made them. So, I appreciate a good one.
And so this deli, do they have many soups? And how do you rate their matzo ball soup?
Oh, I really love their matzo ball soup. Yeah, they did a very good job on the matzah, and the they have several different kinds of soup, and they rotate daily. They had a couple different chicken soups, but then they had some other ones that were changed every day. That I only tried the matzo ball soup. So, but the corned beef was very good. It was clearly spiced. Right, you know, and it was thin sliced. You know, I can go either for thin slice or thick slice, depending on where you get it from. But I think thin slicing corned beef works a little better. So it was very good.
Have to check this out. Yeah. Helfeld's Deli, 1750 West North Avenue in Chicago. A good recommendation for Hanukkah.
Right, yeah. Perfect. Hanukkah's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, eight crazy nights.
WGN. Lieutenant David Haynes wrote the book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. I like the evidence you brought in this morning, Lieutenant. Cinnamon rolls.
Yes, I submit for your perusal.
Yeah,
I went to Cinnaholic, which is right down the street from the deli at 1295 North Milwaukee, just north of Division on Milwaukee. So very nice walk on a nice day from Helfeld's Deli to Cinnaholic. You can see all the sights and
But in this weather, get some of that matzo ball soup you were talking about first. Or you know what else I was thinking about when you were talking about soups? This is good weather for tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh yeah,
remember those?
Yeah,
yeah, great combo.
What's the difference between tomato soup and tomato bisque? I don't know.
About $7. So let's hear what they've got at Cinnaholic.
All right. So their Cinnaholic is famous for their cinnamon buns. The circle with frosting on them.
Oh yeah.
From certain restaurants owned by certain aldermen, but really they're getting to be big. And Cinnaholics are very good. I brought in a dozen of their mini ones. They're the same things, but they're just mini cinnamon rolls with the vanilla frosting on them. These have little strawberries on them, which was nice.
So did you bring in the little ones because you figured that'll be healthier for us, not knowing we'll each eat like nine of them?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, yeah. Control Room Joe wouldn't let me in there with the box. But.
Well, they look good. They still have those places at the airport that smelled really good.
Yeah, Cinnabon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And exactly. this is basically kind of the same thing. It's just a different, different company, and they're a smaller business. So I like to push small businesses.
Absolutely.
And so they have the classic cinnamon rolls with the thick gooey cream. They also do specialty cinnamon rolls. They're cinnamon rolls with different flavors and toppings, and they're based on Chicago landmarks and teams and stuff. So they have a Bulls one that's red and white with the cherries. And
that's a nice little host or hostess gift if you're going to a party.
Right,
a box of those.
Yeah, they have a Cubs ones with blueberries on them. So they tie into a lot of different places. So they're real nice, and they do sell. They will sell a dozen of them of the different mixed ones. So that would be a very good idea for this holiday.
Yeah, and those cookies look good too.
Yeah, so they make chocolate chip cookies, and they also have the chocolate chip cookie dough, and you can buy them in 2 ounce shot glasses of cookie dough. It's another nice thing to bring. Hmm. If you're one of three people bringing a dessert, you can bring a dozen of these, and it's. Milwaukee Avenue right there is a little hard to find parking, although I found a ton of it right on the side street across from there. But on Milwaukee, it's very hard to park.
Yeah, but so. You can park anywhere, can't you?
Well, not when I'm driving my personal car.
Absolutely not.
No. And not when I'm driving a police car, of course, because we park it legally.
Yes,
all
you
time.
Do. Of course. And you have on your list here that they have pizza rolls?
They do. So they make pizza rolls like you probably remember from when you're in college or when your mom didn't want to cook in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
But they take the basic dough that they have without the cinnamon in it, and they put like mozzarella cheese and pizza sauce on it, and they bake them. So they're like little mini pizzas. Like, I don't know. My kids used to make them too out of bagels or what do you call those things? English muffins?
Mm, sure.
Yeah, so this is kind of the same thing, a little higher end than what you can make in your toaster oven, but they were very good.
Cineholic, 1295 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. No. Good place to check out. Thank you for that recommendation, Lieutenant. We'll get you the news here on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, some restaurant news.
Pilsen Gourmet is returning after 2 years, and I'm trying to find the address. It's tonight, actually.
Pilsen Gourmet.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of little restaurants in Pilsen, and they're having tonight, December 16th, at Apollo's 2000, 2875 West Cermak Road, and they have a bunch of different chefs to try out a bunch of different, you know, little mini dishes and stuff. Carlos Gaitan from Zuko, who is very good. When I was at Chicago Gourmet before the pandemic, actually, it's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the great cooks there, and now he's doing this at Pilsen. And judging from his picture, he's lost a lot of weight since I met him. So he looks good. He looks very good, Carlos.
He's not eating any cinnamon rolls.
Not like me.
I should mention, have you ever been to that First Bites Bash that they do? It's back, and it's kind of like a indoor Taste of Chicago, only I think it's better. And it's in January, but the tickets are on sale now. And if you go to Choose Chicago, the city's tourism agency, and you can get the ticket information. But it's a really, really great, great restaurant week event. So check out First Bites Bash if you have a minute. Anything else on your list, Lieutenant?
Well, yeah, if you're looking for some more Christmas presents in the next week, Chicago Fair Trades Holiday Pop-Up Shop is back. And it's at 1457 North Halsted. It's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They do validate parking, and that's a nice little area, too, to go. Halsted right there. They have a bunch of little malls. City Center, I think they're calling the big mall. So, and there's a Whole Foods there if you're a big-time ball player and make a lot of money.
Well, that's it for a while. I hope you have a very safe holiday. I know you'll be serving and protecting us on the job, but all the best to your family, Lieutenant.
Yeah, thanks. And Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to everybody. And please, yeah, remember, I will be out there Christmas Eve on midnights, and there's a lot of young police officers working. Please keep them in your prayers.
Will do.
Hey, let's be careful out here.